Welcome to Progressive Field in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alejandro Diaz. Batting second. The second baseman, Lourdes Garcia. Batting third. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Connor Gillespie. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Avisail Garcia. Batting sixth. The DH, Dion Vecido. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jordan Danks. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marcus Semien. Batting ninth. The catcher, Josh Fegley. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dylan Axelrod. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting second. The right fielder, Nick Swisher. Batting third. The second baseman, Jason Kipnis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carlos Santana. Batting fifth. The catcher, Yan Gomes. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Asdrubal Cabrera. Batting seventh. The DH, Jason Giambi. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Lonnie Chisenhall. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Drew Stubbs. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Danny Salazar. And now, play ball. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Diaz strikes out. 1 out. Lourdes Garcia is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Ramirez hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gillespie strikes out. Gomes drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Gillespie out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brantley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Swisher hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kipnis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brantley moves to second. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Santana hits a fly ball into left field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gomes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Garcia hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vecido strikes out. 1 out. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Danks hits a line drive towards first. Santana reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Semien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Asdrubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cabrera hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Diaz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Giambi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Chisenhall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gillespie fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chisenhall moves to second. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Semien juggles the ball. That's an error on Semien. Chisenhall scores. Stubbs moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brantley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brantley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stubbs scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Brantley. The throw from Fegley and he is safe. Brantley steals second. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Josh Fegley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fegley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kipnis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Diaz is 0-for-1 in the game. Diaz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Diaz for the out. 2 outs. Lourdes Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kipnis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kipnis takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gillespie fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Kipnis for the double play. 2 outs. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gomes is 0-for-1 in the game. Gomes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Axelrod fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 0-for-1 in the game. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cabrera fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garcia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia strikes out. 2 outs. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vecido is 0-for-1 in the game. Vecido strikes out. Gomes drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Vecido out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Cabrera is 0 for 1 in the game. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gillespie scoops it up and throws to first, with Axelrod covering, for the out. 1 out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Giambi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Giambi hits a line drive into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lonnie Chisenhall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chisenhall is 0 for 1 in the game. Chisenhall hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Danks is 0 for 1 in the game. Danks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Semien is 0 for 1 in the game. Semien hits a fly ball into right field. Swisher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Josh Fegley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fegley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fegley strikes out. 2 outs. Alejandro Diaz, a batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Diaz is 0 for 2 in the game. Diaz takes first base on ball 4. Danks moves to second. Lourie Garcia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Stubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Stubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brantley is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Brantley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Garcia. Brantley reaches second base with a double. Nick Swisher, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Swisher hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, Indians. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kipnis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kipnis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gillespie scoops it up and throws to first, with Axelrod covering, for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Santana is 0 for 2 in the game. Santana hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomes is 0 for 2 in the game. Gomes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Santana fields the ball and throws to Salazar covering. Safe. Connor Gillespie, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gillespie is 0 for 2 in the game. Gillespie hits a line drive into left field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garcia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garcia hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to second. Brian Shaw now pitching. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vecido is 0-2 in the game. Vecido hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ramirez scores. Garcia moves to second. It's 4-2, Indians. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Danks is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Danks strikes out. Two outs. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Semien is 0-2 in the game. Semien strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Cabrera is 0-2 in the game. Cabrera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There's a wild pitch. Cabrera moves to second. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Giambi is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Giambi takes first base on 4. Michael Bourne pinch runs for Jason Giambi. Mike Aviles pinch hits for Lonnie Chisenhall. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Aviles bunts towards third. Semien fields it and throws to first for the out. Cabrera moves to third. Bourne moves to second. One out. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stubbs is 0-2 in the game. Stubbs hits a line drive into center field. Danks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cabrera tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Charlie Leisman now pitching. Michael Brantley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brantley is 3-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gillespie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brantley for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Aviles now playing third base. Josh Fegley is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Fegley is 0-2 in the game. Fegley strikes out. One out. Rich Hill now pitching. Alejandro Diaz is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Diaz is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Diaz strikes out. Two outs. Cody Allen now pitching. Lourie Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Garcia is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Nick Swisher is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Swisher is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Swisher strikes out. One out. Jason Kipnis is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Kipnis is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kipnis is hit by the pitch. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 1-2. There goes Kipnis. The throw from Fegley and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Carlos Santana is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Santana is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Santana takes first base on 4. Matt Carson pinch runs for Carlos Santana. Jake Petrica now pitching. Yan Gomes is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gomes is 0-3 in the game. Gomes strikes out. There goes Carson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. As Drubal Cabrera is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Cabrera is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cabrera hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kipnis scores. Carson scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Ryan Rayburn pinch hits for Michael Bourne. Ryan Rayburn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Rayburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nick Swisher now playing first base. Matt Carson now playing right field. Matt Albers now pitching. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aviles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Connor Gillespie is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gillespie is 0-for-3 in the game. Gillespie strikes out. Two outs. Avisail Garcia is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Garcia is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aviles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Aviles is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Aviles is 0-for-0 in the game. Aviles hits a ball on the ground towards third. Semien fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Drew Stubbs is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stubbs is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Stubbs hits a fly ball into right field. Garcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Brantley is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Brantley hits a fly ball into left field. Diaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Justin Masterson now pitching. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Vecido is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vecido strikes out. One out. Jordan Danks is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Danks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Danks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marcus Semien is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Semien is 0-for-3 in the game. Semien strikes out. Two outs. Josh Fegley batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Fegley is 0-for-3 in the game. Fegley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Aviles fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Progressive Field in Cleveland.